New warnings to people in Texas today to protect themselves against the potentially deadly West Nile virus, which has now infected hundreds in that state and far beyond. The battle against the mosquitoes that carry West Nile is now being waged from land and air. And we get the latest tonight from NBC's Janet Chamlian.
It's the biggest outbreak of the West Nile virus in 8 years. The mosquito-borne infection, which can be fatal, is now in 43 states. Garrick Larson was infected in Minnesota.
Came home, took a nap. When I woke up, my head was... It's the worst pain I've ever felt.
Larson is among more than 700 people nationwide who've been sickened by the virus. 26 have died. That's the highest number at this time of year since West Nile was detected in 1999.
This is the beginning of the season. The fact that we've got so many cases this early and it's so widespread really does not bode well for the future summer.
Dallas is the epicenter of the outbreak. A third of the nation's cases are here in just one county. 10 have died and hundreds are sick. An air assault was launched this week, but small planes spraying insecticide were grounded early by rain the past two nights and canceled entirely for tonight. Amid some concern, it's unsafe.
The spraying is an incredible risk to West Nile carrying mosquitoes, but it is not unreasonable risk to you or your family.
The mild winter and wet spring have created a perfect breeding ground for mosquitoes that transmit the virus. During last year's Texas drought, there were two deaths statewide. This year, 21 have died. More than 550 are infected. They're going door to door in some areas, spreading the word, hoping to stop the spread.
We're passing out brochures about the West Nile virus.
We want people to take action to protect themselves, protect their family, protect their neighbors, protect their neighborhood, protect the schools, protect everybody. This is going to take a village to get through.
As hundreds of villages, cities, and suburbs find themselves under siege. Janet Chamlian, NBC News, Houston.